yesterday we spent a day trying to be mevarer the yesodos of this new sugya of Tzrairis. And basically we spent a day discussing the gedder of what Tzrairis is, and we went with the Mahalach of the Gedulei Shmuel. And to review just the Ikka Nekuda, the Gedulei Shmuel said there are two Mahalchim, what he called the Rosh and the Rimagash and the Pashtus of the Bavli, is that anything that's somehow connected to the Shar HaMazik is not Tzrairis, and things that are not, in other words, things that are connected to Gufay are not Tzrairis, and things that are not Gufay, are not connected to Gufay, that's Tzrairis. So the main word is the word Gufay, not just the word Kaychay. Kaychay is Tzrairis. But everything is Kaychay. If it's connected to Gufay, then it's not Tzrairis. If it's disconnected, then it's Tzrairis. And that we understood was even if it's connected through many steps, according to the first Mahalach. According to Shita Yerushalmi, though, and he held that was Rashi Shita, is that even that it has to be mamish connected to Gufay, not indirectly connected. I don't know how to say it properly, except that there's no electricity, there's no connecting to connecting. It has to be that the Guf is mamish touching it. With the exception, as I said yesterday, if something's wrapped in a bag and it steps on the bag and breaks something, that's still called touching it, because it doesn't have to touch it until it leaves its fingerprints on it. But it has to be touching it, it has to be putting its weight on it, and in that way causing the hezek. And according to that second shita, which we're going to call Rashi shita, the Yerushalmi shita, according to that second shita, there's no chibur to chibur. There's no electricity. There's no... it's not considered. It's considered tzrairis if it's something that's more indirect. This is the basic two mahalchim that we had yesterday, and this was our discussion yesterday. The kasha that we ended with was meuberes. If someone is mazik the mother, and indirectly thereby causes the uber to die, so we know that's not tzrairis. That's hezek shalim. If the behemah is mazik the mother, and through the hezek to the mother, the behemah dies, that's nezek shalom. So bishlam is like the first mahalach, that if something is touching something, which is touching something, that's all nezek shalom. We have no problem. But like the second mahalach, was that it has to be touching it directly. So we had a kasha, the Gedulei Shmuel's kasha. Why is it that Muberes is not Tzrairis? If you mazik the mother and the mother causes the baby to die, why isn't that Tzrairis? So we're going to come back and try to answer it. Yesterday I mentioned the possible Mahalach, but we'll try to answer it again today. But first we'll be magdim two other starker kashas on the sugya of Tzrairis and try to answer it all together. There are two other difficulties in the sugya of Tzrairis. One is Nachlas David's kasha on Yizayin Amud Beis. Nachlas David asks, we discussed many times this year the case of a shor that pushed a person or another shor into a bar. Now, when the shor pushes the person into a bar, the animal didn't get hurt, or whatever fell into the bar didn't get hurt until it hit the bottom. Right? While a shor pushes another shor into a bar, while it's in the middle of falling, it's perfectly healthy. There's nothing wrong with it. The hezek is when it hits the bottom and it bangs its head on the bottom of the bar, or even if you hold the hevel, it somehow does it. But the hezek is later. So Nachlas David asks why that's not tzrairis. Why isn't it tzrairis? That's also he threw it. He threw the davar hanizik, which the Gemara will say is also tzrairis. So why isn't that tzrairis? if an animal pushes another animal into a bar and it got hurt in the bottom of the bar, so it's not attached to its goof at the time it gets hurt. So if it's not attached to its goof at the time it gets hurt, that should also be tzrairus. Now, of course, it's different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the thing that does the hezek gets thrown. We're talking here with the davar hanizek gets thrown. That's why the Nachas Dover doesn't have the kasha in the Mishnah. He has it later in the Gemara. But the Gemara mentions such a case. The Gemara mentions such a case where you throw the chayfetz, and while it's flying through the air, it's not damaged. But when it lands, it gets damaged. That by an animal, that's tzrairus. So the Zai, every time it throws somebody into a bar, it should also be tzrairus. That's Gemara Mefureshes later. That it's a regular case of carrying, it's not tzrairus. It's a mu'ud pesnes of shoal. That's one kasha. Second kasha is that there's a concept of garmi, which we discussed by Adam HaMazik. Garmi is where you cause someone a loss indirectly. And I mentioned to you that garmi, there's grama and garmi. Grama is a cause which is pater b'dinei Adam. And garmi is a type of cause which is chayiv. As I mentioned to you, there are many shitas, what's garmi, what's grama. We normally go with the rush. Garmi means it's bari hezeka. It definitely causes a hezek. And it's a hezek b'yadayim. That's called garmi. One example of garmi is if someone burns someone else's shtaris. Somebody has a shtar with which he can be tevei mamon, and someone burns the other person's shtaris. So the halacha is that the one who burns the shtaris is garmi. He didn't. If I have a shtar that's an IOU that someone owes me money, and you burn the shtar, you didn't destroy the money. You destroy the paper that's worth 2 cents. But you cause that I can't manhind the money. And therefore, that's a garmi, and that's chayiv. By Adam HaMazik, that's garmi, which is chayiv. If a shor eats up the shtaris, if a shor does garmi, what's the din? If a shor eats up shtaris, I have shtaris that someone owes me money. And the shor comes and it burns it, or it eats it, it destroys it. So there's a Ramban. The Ramban has a kuntras called Dina de Garmi. And the Ramban says that Shoyer is also Chayiv on Garmi. Shor HaMazik is also Chayiv Garmi. It's a regular Mazik of Shor. And if it does it in the manner of Regel, it's Nezek Sholeim. In the manner of Shein, it's Nezek Sholeim. In the manner of Karen, so it has Dina of Tam and Muid. But Garmi is also Chayiv. So both the Gedulei Shmuel and the stipler's in Kibbutz Yaakov, Simon Lamed Hay, they both ask, a garmi of shar is also only kaychai. It should also not be more than tzrairus. What's a garmi of shar? The shar, how did it cause me a loss of money? By eating the shtar. The shtar is worth 2 cents. The 2 cents it has to pay. That is no shy. What about it caused me a loss of $1,000 because now I can't monai my $1,000. So that $1,000 was saying is a mazik of shar. But that's also tzrairus. Tzrairus means it's kaychai. It's something that did it indirectly. Garmi is less direct than throwing a rock, than hitiza evet. If tzrairus is chatzi nazik, garmi should also be chatzi nazik. So the problem is that we have these two cases of cases which should be tzrairus. An animal pushes a shar into a bar, and garmi of a shar, which are both nezek sholeim. I don't think there's a machlaikis, even the garmi of shar, we'll have to see, but I think there's no machlaikis in the Rishayim, that garmi of shar is chayiv, and that if a shar pushes another shar into the bar, it's chayiv. They're not tzrairus. So we have to rethink our whole gedder of tzrairus. Now it makes everything very confusing. We have to come up with some new angle on tzrairus. What is the case of tzrairus? and we have to come up with some additional prat or klal that's going to help us to be mevar what's tzoreres. There are obviously exceptions to it. So here we come to the second inyan of tzoreres. There are basically three main topics of tzoreres that are going to take us through the whole 2.5 flat. One is yesterday's discussion of what's taich tzoreres, which as of now we have two shitas. The second discussion is where does tzoreres apply? Yesterday we learned that tzoreres applies to regel, to shein. Shein is based on Tosfos on the other days, which I hope you all saw already, Neiver Bahashva, and by Karen. That tzoreres applies to all the mazikim. The Nachlas David says that from these cases it seems that by Kerem there's no tzoreres. That would answer actually both kashas. If you say by Kerem there's no Torah of tzoreres, then it's good. An animal pushes another animal into a bar. If it's a muwid, it pays nezek shalom because there's no tzoreres by Kerem. That would be the easiest mahalach. The Nachlas David goes to a paragraph saying maybe there's no tzoreres by Kerem. Then he says, but I can't say that. Because on Daf Yotes, the Gemara has an Ibaya, if yesh shinui l'tzoreres, ain shinui l'tzoreres. If by Mishunah of tzoreres, that Karen of tzoreres, do you pay half or a quarter? So Nachlas David says, what are you going to do? It's a very shi Gemara, not like me. He says in Svara, I'd be happier to say that there's no tzoreres by Karen. But I'm stuck. Because there's a Gemara on your test. The Gemara is Nibaya, Yeshim Tzoreres, Reishim Tzoreres. So I have to say there is tzoreres by Karen. So the kashas come back. So this Nachlas David, everybody tumbles about. We're going to get to, there's a chedusha of Ari Yalev, Simon Samach Vav in the Ari Yalev, who wants to say Taka, there's no tzoreres by Karen. And he explains that Gemara with his Mahalach. So the Ari Nachlas David has a kasha from that Gemara. So he has a hesper in the Gemara, which hopefully we'll get to. I'm mentioning it to tell you that there's such a shita that there's taka no tzoreres by Karen. Nachlas David says there is tzoreres by Karen. The Gedulei Shmuel suggests a middle mahalach, nice pshara, so to speak. He says the following: we've discussed the discussion of what makes something Karen. What's the attribute that makes something Karen? So one thing for sure that makes a Karen is Mishunah. Has to be unusual. Now we discussed there might be a second attribute to Karen, which is Kavanasi Lahazik. We said it's probably a Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. If you need Kavanasi Lahazik to be Karen, right? But Kal B'Doch Le'Imra with Karen, it wasn't Kavanasi Lahazik, that was our discussion. But bottom line, you can have two types of Kerem. A Kerem which is Mishunah and not Kavanah Silahazik, like Kal B'Doch Le'Imra, the case we had. You could have a Kerem which is Mishunah and Kavanah Silahazik. Obviously, which is more similar to Regel? The one which is not Kavanah Silahazik. Still Kerem, it's Mishunah. But it's not Kavanah Silahazik. Zachter Gedulei Shmuel, to answer the difficulties, tzoreres applies to the keren which is more similar to regel. A keren that's in kavanasi lahazik, it's still keren, it's mishonah, but it's not kavanasi lahazik. That type of keren has the kula of tzoreres. It has the kula of tzoreres that even a mu'ud only pays chatzi nezek. and he's an ibaya. Yeshina letzrayus on that. Does the town pay a quarter or a half? That's an ibaya. That type of keren, there are dinei tzrayus. However, a keren that's kavanosei lahazik, if it's not only mishuna, but it's also kavanosei lahazik, which is a totally different keren than regel. That type of keren does not have the kulis of tzrayus, and that type of keren pays nezek shalem when it's a mu'ud, if it's mechaven lahazik. That's his middle ground. So we have right now three pshitas. Nachlas David says just that there's tzrayus by keren, period. Bar Yalei pushes a mahalach that there's no tzrayus by keren. And we have now an in-between, which obviously is going to have to answer all the difficulties, that if it's kavanosei lahazik, there are no dinei tzrayus. If it's ain't kavanosei lahazik, then it has the cool of tzrayus. With this, he answers the two kashas that we started with. What were the two sherekaitin? A behema pushes another behema into a bar. Why isn't that tzrayus? Maisa didn't get hurt until it hit bottom. Why isn't that tzrayus? He says, because there's kavanosei lahazik. Kavanosei lahazik, there's no kulas of tzrayus. The kasha we have from Garmi, when an animal is eats up, is actually the Ramban's lashon. It's not, I said eats up because it's hard to picture. Ramban says an animal is soyrif shtarasa shel chaveirai. The animal burns it. Shayach, the animal had a hot coal in its mouth, a harara with a hot coal, and it burnt it. So it's a behemoth that soyrif shtarasa shel chaveirai, burns up shtaris, it's garmi. It's chayiv. So we ask, taka garmi bi chayiv. So he says, Nachinami. If it'll be a garmi that kavanosei lahazik, Michael Nezek Shalom. If it'll be a tzior of garmi that's not kavanosei lahazik, it'll be tzrayus, it'll be chatzi nezek. Not a tzior to the Ramban. Ramban says that Michael Nezek Shalom. Yeah, if it's kavanosei lahazik, it's Chayiv Nezek Shalom. So it answers both of these big kashas on the sugya of tzrayus. Each of these kashas, the Gilish was not the first one to ask it. These two cases are the big shverikite on tzrayus. Push an animal into a bar, why is not tzrayus? And garmi, why is not tzrayus? So this yisayid answers those two kashas. And with Marviach, the third thing, it'll answer the shverikite we had yesterday from Uberes. It'll answer the shverikite we had yesterday from Uberes. What was shver from Uberes? When an animal kicks the mother and indirectly causes the death of the vlad, why don't we say that that's tzrayus? Bishlama like the Rosh and the Rimagash, they hold if you're connected, it's not tzrayus. We said it's good. But, like the Yerushalmi, and we call it Rashi Shita, that being connected is not enough. That being connected could still be tzrayus. So according to them, we had a shverikai for Mu'uberes. Why by Mu'uberes isn't it tzrayus? You hit the mother and the baby died. Why is that different than Noid Shel Shemen, where if you destroy the Noid and the Shemen gets ruined, it's tzrayus? Teretz is by Zafik Dulin Shmuel. Teretz is very geschmack. By Noid Shel Shemen, it was regel. The animal walked in the street, stepped on a canteen of oil, and destroyed the canteen, and the oil spritzed out. So that's tzrayus. It's regel. It's regel as tzrayus. By Isha Mu'uberes, it's talking about a Sharsha Nagach Mu'uberes. It's talking Kavanosei Lahazik. The animal was wild. It was kavanosei lahazik. It was mazik the mother. And once it was mazik the mother, indirectly the uber died. By kavanosei lahazik, there's no ptur of tzrayus. So there's no ptur of tzrayus. So it's answered why over there you pay nezek shalom. So even though the Gedulei Shmuel is a chiddush, but Hayyos, it answers three different kashas, and he rather brings a fourth case from Daf Lamed Hey, that's the answer according to this. It answers a number of different shirkai, and it's Nikarim Divrei Emes. And especially if you learn the Nachlas David, you see the Nachlas David is very much mitzadid that there should be no tzoreres by Karen. It just has a shirkai from a Gemara, so he has to backtrack. Like this, we could leave the original Nachlas David Teretz as Emes. There are cases of Karen with his no tzoreres. I, the Yena Gemara, that's talking by a case of Karen that's not Kavanos Elahazik. It's more similar to Regel. That type of Tzrayris applies to Karen. That type of Karen, there is a Kulav Tzrayris. A Karen of Kavanos Elahazik, there's no Kulav Tzrayris. Kavanos Elahazik is a wild animal, it's a mazik. It's not similar to Regel at all. And therefore, the Halacha Mishum Sinai does not apply. So this is the Mahalach. It's a mahalach in two of the sugyas of Tzrayris. One, in defining Tzrayris, the answer Muberes according to the second Shita. And then, in the second Inyan, if Tzrayris applies to Karen, we have now a shtekum mahalach of a pshara. We're still going to have to deal with all the Shitas. You know, we always like it better when there are two Shitas. Once there are three, it gets confusing. But it's going to turn out we have really three mahalachim. Either there is Tzoreres by Karen, there's no Tzoreres by Karen, we have this middle Mahalach, which obviously is going to help, because usually if you have two Shitas, each Shita has some Gemaras that are Raya to it. If the middle Shita answers all those Shverakaitin, we always like a middle ground that answers all the problems. So this is a very useful Shita that's going to help to answer the different difficulties we're going to have in the sugya. Now it's funny to be into all the lamdas, and there's one thing left hanging that I'm not sure what the emes is, and that's taich. Let's say I was teaching this mishnah to a mishnayos class, a scholar's mishnayos. I'm still not sure how to taich for your Dalil Kosha Baraglov. Now, I know the touch of the words. How your Dalil Kosha Baraglov. The Tarnagel has a string going from its foot, which is attached to a bucket, and it's walking through the street with the bucket trailing behind it. I'm sure the kids would be very amused to picture in their mind. How is it mazik? So the Gemara says later, Be'adye Aduye. It threw the bucket. Now, what I'm not sure is how to taich Adye Aduye. Is the taich that it swung its leg through the bucket and the string became disattached from its foot? The bucket went flying. So that's Tzrayris. That I understand is Tzrayris. Or is the case even the string is still attached to its foot? And the bucket went flying, and it hit something. Is that still Tzrayris or not? Obviously, if the string became disattached, everyone will agree that's Tzrayris. That's a regular case of Evan Nitzitz and Metachas Raglo. What I'm not sure is this question. If the Dalil is attached with a string to its leg, and it went flying, is that Tzrayris? Or is it not Tzrayris? Now, if you think about it, like Yerushalmi, I'm not really so misopic. Like Yerushalmi, it's Zichat Tzrayris. So Yerushalmi holds, even if it's attached, it doesn't really matter so much, as long as it's not Mamish the Guf. Right? Yerushalmi holds that that if I step on a board, if the animal steps on a board and there's something on the board and it breaks, that's Tzrayris. So if it's attached to a string and the string shoots the bucket, I'm a suppik according to the Bavli, according to what we call electricity, that connected is all regel. Why does the din of this Dalil, if it's flying through the air and it's still attached with a string, the string is inconsequential, it doesn't do anything at this point. It let the animal throw it. But once the bucket is flying ahead, the string is only going to stop it from being mazik. So eventually they will fly far enough, the string will stop it. Is that string considered a connection where it has no consequence, it's irrelevant, or not? So this, I'm really not sure. If that's Tzoreiris or not, according to the Ikar Shita, the Shita of the Rosh, the Rimagash, we call the Bavli, do we say it's still connected? Or not? So you look in the Rosh's Lashon, what's a Mashma? It's Mashma from the Rosh's Lashon, it's Tzoreiris. Why? The Rosh's Lashon. Now first we start, the Bach says Beferish. The Bach in Simi Shin Tzadik says Beferish, it means it's disconnected. He doesn't say any Lomdis, he just says Taich. He says, it's talking, it's disconnected. The string got disattached, and it flew. Then he says Beferish. The Lashon of the Rosh is Mashma, even if it's attached. Because the Rosh's Lashon was that if the Tarnagel has a bucket and a string attached, and it's mazik derech ilucha, it didn't swing it. The chicken is just walking down the road, and the bucket is trailing behind it, and as the bucket is trailing behind it, it broke something. He says that's regel. It's mashma. Then if it's still attached and it's not derech ilucha, if it swung it, mashma that even if it's attached, it's still tzrayus. And to be honest, that's the way I understood the Mishnah when I learned it pashit. The whole story of the chut is because it's a chiddush of the chut. It's mashma that way from the Rosh, that when it's attached, even if it's attached with the string, since the string is inconsequential to the whole ma'isa, therefore it's still talking that it's attached with the string, and it's still tzrayus. So even though yesterday we said as long as it's attached, it's all regel. If I says the Rosh holds, it has to be an attachment that matters. Once it's flying, the string doesn't matter, it doesn't help it be mazik. So that's already tzrayus. That if I says from the Rosh. What? How do you determine that matters? It has to contribute to the hezek. If it's walking down the street dragging it, so if that's as it walks, it's pulling a wagon. As it goes down, it's dragging it, it's mazik. Here, the string helped it swing it. But once it's flying, whether the string becomes, it remains attached to the leg or not, it's not going to affect it to cause it to be more of a hezek. The string can only stop it, but it's not going to cause it. To stop it. But I'm not going to be mechayiv him because it has the effect of stopping it. If it would otherwise be tzrayris, and the sun that has the effect of stopping it, the only thing is that I think, and Beis Lechem Yehuda makes this point, and I think he's right, is that the Rimagash seems fakert. The Rimagash said that if an animal is matal meiraglayim, the meiraglayim are still a kiluach straight from the guf, that's not tzrayus. You think about it, when the animal is matal meiraglayim, the connection of the kiluach is inconsequential. It has nothing to do. If it would stop, if the kiluach would stop, and it would keep on going, whatever came out would keep on going, it would be just as mazik. The animal can't, once the meiraglayim comes out of the animal, it doesn't push it more. The Rosh says it also beferish. If he says it beferish, then there's a problem. Does he say the kiluach? I don't know. If we find it, it's just mashma from the Rimagash that an inconsequential attachment, such as kiluach meiraglayim, which I never studied the physics of it. Does it go out with more kayach because it's still attached to the body? Maybe it does. Maybe a kiluach meiraglayim, maybe it is consequential. Maybe it does go out with more kayach because it's being pushed by the kiluach. But take a hose, spritz water. Back water is pushing the front water. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's a hard thing to figure out. So I'm not sure if it's a raya. He brings a raya from the Rimagash, the opposite of the Rosh. So with all the lumdis and of tzrayris, we're still stuck for a definite taich in the case of Delil, Maybe we should have looked at the yacht scroll and decide once and for all if it says that it's attached or not attached. But I don't know. I don't know what the final tanch, I'm not sure if it remains attached to the string, whether that counts as attached or it doesn't count as attached. Right, so I told you two of the main nekudas of the sugya of Tzrairis. Here's a third. I just want to start the Gemara. I'm afraid that we're going to leave you Sunday with nothing to do. Let's just do the first piece of Gemara, which is a relatively easy piece. And Sunday we'll get to the third, which I'll introduce. The first piece of Gemara is rather easy. Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Hainu Regal, Hainu Behema. The Mishnah is a double lashon. It says Regal Mu'edes L'Shaber Derech Hilucha. It says Behema Mu'edes La'al Kedakul L'Shaber. Amalei Tanavis K'tani Talvis. Elamayata Sevedi Tani Hashem Mu'edes. Habehema Mu'edes Ma'avis Ma'tal D'Sikah. You have to realize, of course they are told this by Shem. We all know, Chichar HaBekaisel is a Talda. But it's not what that mission is talking about. Because that mission in the Sefer says, Muedes Lechol Peris V'Yerakis. Achilas Peris in Yerakis, that's the Av. So Frank the Gemara, my Ovis and my Talda Seeker, in eating Peris in Yerakis, what Ovis and Taldas are there? By Shem. So Gemara is saying you can't have eating peiros v'yirakis that are a tolda. So you'll come up with a case of peiros v'yirakis can't be a tolda. Okay, let's leave it at that. Have a kamadle b'bidiyuchusa. So Rava was joking around with Ravina. If I listen to this Gemara, you're allowed to joke around. So like Reb Zeira, you can't, right? Gemara says Reb Zeira never smiled. So today you have those who are kanoim. You have two mahalchim. Rava was always mehada b'vdichusa. Amalei ana shana echada at shana echada. I answered one, you answer one. Tamamai, what's talking to Teres? Amar Ravashi tana shein dechayek tana shein debehema. Ketani shein dechayek, ketani shein debehema. It says it's a remes to shein dechaya. When it says stama shein, that's chaya. When it says behema, that's behema. Zaytech amin the mishilach is bi'ira iksiv. Behema in chaya lai. Kamash v'lo dechaya b'cha behema. Yihachi hayva bayolim is liberation. Say behema first, chaya second. So it's gemara haydi yisalei midrasha chaviva lai. The chaya, which we learn out as a chiddush, is chaviv. And chaviv goes first. The hachi reisha dani, amishna too. Let's see a hidul like siva bereisha. Let us say the tolda first, and the av second. Hachi yasha, has to be divi avis dinu. If there are two avis, hachti silei mitrasha chaviv alei. You could say one av before the other. Hachi shavik avik tani tolda. That's why it says it in order. Yipa yisema, I did the salak meregel, pasal meregel. So the Gemara here is telling you that Chaya is Bechlal Behema. And Rashi brings from Chulin, the Gemara says, how do you know there's Nevela by Chaya? It only says, Zois HaBehema Shetoichlu. It only says Behema by the Parsha Nevela. It says afterwards, Ayol Tzvi V'Yachmar. Ayol, you should know, it's Taich. But there's an Ayol and an Ayol. They're two different animals. Okay, when you're on Chumash, Ayol is a ram, and Ayol is a different animal. Okay, the targum is different. Ayol is a chaya, it's one of the wild animals. It's not a ram. Targum is different. So, Ayol tzvi v'yachmar achayis, and that's how we know chaya b'chlal v'hem. Tosis doesn't like what Rashi says. Cholin, it's only marva chaya, and here we have to be marva oif also. So Tais says, we'll learn out of Hilchah Shabbos, the Chaya Behema V'Oif are all included. What I'm not sure in the Maskana is the Pshat that Behema is Taich all animals, or Behema is Taich a domesticated animal, and we have a Trosha to be Mar B'Chaya. You understand? What does it mean that we translate the word behema? When people talk, they say behema. What do they mean? I should have looked. It says here in the Doron Payal, probably talks there about someone who makes a neder about a behema. Is Chaya included? If you call someone a behema, you mean domesticated? Or it includes Chaya? Oif, nobody will say it's Taich behema. It includes Oif. Nobody will say that, right? Chaya could be Taich behema, could be Chaya. So I'm not sure. The way I would learn is that Rashi understands that Chaya b'chlal behema, that the word behema includes Chaya. Because we see, it says, Zoysa behema shetaychlur, it says Chaya, ayol tzvi v'yachmar. Tosfos asks, what about Oif? Rashi's not talking about Oif. Rashi's saying, Taich behema is Chaya also. Tosfos is saying, and it's clear from the Nukhi Yosef, more than from Tosfos, that it's a drosha. It's a drosha to be married by Oif and Chaya. So it could be that Rashi and Tosfos here are arguing if behema is taich chaya, that becomes the taich. So Rashi brings a raya, it's the taich. From Chulin Ayin Alf, it's taka raya, it's the taich. Oif, we're not talking about oif here, oif is something else. Tosfos is saying it's all a drasha. My nafkamina. What's a nafkamina if Be'irai is taich chaya or not taich? What's nafkamina if it's a drasha or it's a taich of the pasik? It's only one slight nafkamina. From base on the base. Whatever's in the pasik is an af. Whatever's not in the pasik is a tolda. So if bi'irai is taich chaya behema, then that's the way Rashi learned it. That chaya is b'chlal the taich of behema. If it's a drasha, then it's a tolda. So if you look in the Shita Mukubetzes, the Shita brings Rishonim that say, Pshat in this Gemara, the Gemara neither had a suffix that a chayim or oif is chayiv. Gemara's kamashmulan is that chayah is also an av. The chayah is an av also. It's a vada poshit that chayah is poshit. Is included in the mazik. We never would have had a havamina. The Torah is marba only animals, and not chayas, not oifis. Our Gemara is telling you that chayas b'chal behema, that it's an af. That's how the Shita Mukubetzes brings Rishonim that learn. In Cain, Tosfos Kashar Mashi is answered. Tosfos, what about oif? Oif is a tilde for sure. We talk a little out of a drasha, just like the Shabbos life is included. Everywhere life is included. But it's not taich. No one's going to say behemoth is taich oif. It's not taich. So oif is a tov. The Rashi was saying that taich behemoth includes chaya. So two ways to learn the Gemara. Either the Gemara is telling you a chidish that chaya is also an av. It's a taich behemoth. That's Rashi's mahalach. Or it's telling you that chayah is also chayit, and oif is chayit, and that could be from a drasha. It's nothing to do with being an av. That's taisis mahalach, and certainly the mukiyaisis mahalach. The only shverikayin on this, Rosh Hashanah Zalman, brings this mahalach. He says he just doesn't know. We ended up that there's no nafkamina between avis and taldis. So who really cares if chayah is an av or it's not an av? That the Tana had to say extra words to teach you Chaya is also an Av. Since we ended up told the same Ki Yaitza Behen, that the Toldus, except for Tzrayus, that all Toldus are the same. So it doesn't really matter if a Chaya is a Tolda or an Av. So that, Rosh Hashanah Zalman lives in its Tzarechia. Balkoponin, to answer up Rashi, we have a clear Mahalach in how to answer Rashi. Alright. Now, if anybody could come up with a nafkamina, which I was trying to figure out, if taich behema includes chaya, some other place in the Torah, I'd like to know nafkaminas, and if there is machlis Rashi and Tosfos, it would be very gishmak. But I don't see that the achreinim are ma'arich here. Okay, homework for Sunday. There's a third major sugi in Tzrayus. I'll tell you the tut stadim. and you work on it in Mitzvah Hashem Sunday, I assume that the next Braisa, which is easy, you've gone through. The third major topic in Sraivis is the following question. I'm not going to go into the Nafkaminis or anything, just tell you the question. There are two ways to learn the Halachal Meshim Sinai Sraivis. And they depend on the following question. What would be if there was no Halachal Meshim Sinai? You could learn, without Halachal Meshim Sinai, Sraivis would be Regel. The Halachal Meshim Sinai is a Kula. To knock it down from Regel to Chatzi Nezer. It's one way to look. According to that, the Halacha Mishum Sinai came to be Megel. The second way to learn is, no, without Halacha Mishum Sinai, Sraeris will be Potter. Sraeris, Koichai of Abayimah, will be Potter. Halacha Mishum Sinai came to be Machmir. It came to be Machmir and tell you no. That Sraeris is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. So the question is, did Halacha Mishum Sinai Sraeris come to be Mekel from what you would think? Or to be Machmer on what you would think? The Stipler in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov Simen Hay has a piece on this, a very klara shtickle. In the regular Stipler, I think in Simen Tezvav, he also mentions it, Agav. And the Chlusher Bar Yalei, in a more difficult piece, in Simen Samach Vav, hold stark, there's no two ways. He says the Halacha Mishum Sinai came to be Machmir. That's his mahal. So this is the homework. You should start with Kisvei Kilos Yaakov Simen Hay. There's one in my shtender. Anybody is welcome to use it. And if I come Sunday and find it in my shtender, I'll be upset. You guys should be using it, unless someone makes copies. And hopefully we'll have a mahalach. Our goal will be ultimately to tie all the three chakiris one with the other.